In the chaotic uncertainty of today's business world, most people see only danger and struggle. But Jay Abraham sees something radically different, unprecedented opportunity. While others retreat in fear, Abraham has spent decades helping over 10,000 businesses across 400-plus industries identify and capitalize on the overlooked assets and opportunities hiding in plain sight. His book, Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got, has become required reading for entrepreneurs worldwide, with business mogul Tony Robbins calling it the Entrepreneur's Bible and Forbes naming it one of the top 5 business books of all time. What makes this work so powerful is its universal applicability. Whether you run a multinational corporation or simply want more recognition at work, Abraham's strategies can multiply your results with minimal additional investment. The question isn't whether these strategies work, they demonstrably do, but rather, are you ready to see the invisible opportunities that surround you every day? The path to business growth seems endlessly complex, with countless strategies, tactics, and technologies competing for your attention. Yet beneath this complexity lies a beautifully simple truth. There are only 3 ways to increase your business. 1. Increase the number of clients. 2. Increase the average size of the sale per client. 3. Increase the number of times clients return and buy again. This simplification transforms an overwhelming challenge into a manageable one. When you focus on these 3 areas, remarkable growth becomes possible. A mere 10% improvement in each area compounds to produce a 33.1% overall increase in revenue. Push that improvement to 25% in each category, and you've nearly doubled your business to $390,625. The beauty of this framework is its versatility. A stagnant company I consulted transformed their sales by changing how they compensated salespeople. Instead of giving them 10% of profit on new client sales, I recommended giving them 100% of the profit on the first sale to any new client. Management thought I was insane until I explained that while salespeople would make an extra $200 per new client, the company would gain $2,800 in future profits as clients bought 5 times yearly for 3 years. By implementing this plan, their sales tripled in 9 months. For increasing transaction size, look to car manufacturers who advertise a base price but boost value through add-ons like radios, air conditioning, security systems, warranties, and financing. Restaurants do the same with wine lists and dessert trays, all strategies to increase the average purchase amount. To encourage repeat purchases, businesses use various approaches. Stockbrokers offer occasional IPOs to select clients. Retailers hold invitation-only sales events for preferred customers. Airlines reward with frequent flyer miles. And Miles Laboratories, maker of Alka-Seltzer, cleverly distributed free spicy recipe cookbooks to drive future product need. Even if you don't consider yourself in sales, these principles apply universally. Everyone has internal clients. Perhaps your department head, whom you need to sell on your project or promotion, or people working under you whom you need to motivate. By applying these strategies, you'll become an invaluable problem solver who makes others look good and helps achieve organizational goals. While the rewards might not be immediate financial gain, you'll earn greater recognition, respect, influence, and eventually increased income. The most successful people in any field aren't necessarily the most technically skilled or intelligent. They simply operate with a superior philosophical approach. This is the strategy of preeminence, and it transforms how you relate to everyone in your business ecosystem. At its core, this strategy involves treating customers not as mere transactions, but as clients, people under your protection and care. This subtle shift changes everything. You become a trusted advisor who understands what clients truly need, even when they can't articulate it themselves. Like someone buying a drill who actually needs holes, or perhaps fasteners would work better, you lead them to the optimal outcome rather than just selling them a product. This approach requires seeing clients as dear, valued friends whose well-being genuinely matters to you. The Royal Bank of Scotland exemplifies this by issuing transvestite clients 2 security cards with different photos and names, while Neiman Marcus demonstrated it by allowing a stranded customer to use his credit card for bail money. These businesses understand that their fundamental purpose extends beyond making money to genuinely solving people's problems. Most professionals drastically underestimate their impact on clients' lives. Whether you're helping someone sell a home for more than expected, finding a better house at a lower price, or providing any valuable service, you're creating profound changes in people's lives. By recognizing these deep relationships, you'll transform how you approach ongoing connections and referrals. Understanding human nature is essential to this strategy. People want to feel good about their decisions, but often fear taking action because they don't want to look foolish. They seek trusted advisors who will guide them with their best interests at heart. By positioning yourself as that trusted friend rather than just a vendor, you remove this barrier and create lasting, profitable relationships. To implement this strategy, consider each person you deal with professionally and identify their true needs beyond the obvious transaction. What results are they seeking? How have your products or services impacted their career, well-being, or quality of life? Find something about each person that genuinely excites you. Then test this renewed approach by connecting more compassionately and respectfully. You'll see a dramatic difference in how they respond when you demonstrate authentic interest in their success. In today's competitive landscape, being better isn't enough. You must be distinctly different in ways that matter to your target audience. Your unique selling proposition, USP, is what makes clients choose you over competitors, and it's essential for sustainable success. To create an effective USP, identify unfulfilled needs in your industry, such as broader selection, discounts, expert advice, convenience, premium products, speedy service, exceptional add-ons, or superior guarantees. Focus on the most significant gap you can reliably fill. Then articulate this advantage crisply and clearly, not with cute or abstract language, but with impact that immediately brings your company to mind whenever clients need your type of product or service. Preemptive marketing offers a powerful approach to USP development by being first to explain industry processes that others take for granted. Schlitz Beer exemplifies this strategy. Ranking 8th among brewers in the 1920s when all claimed their beer was pure without explanation, they hired a marketing consultant who recognized the advantage in being first to tell the story. By detailing their brewing process, which all brewers used but none explained, Schlitz made pure tangible and meaningful to consumers. Within 6 months, they moved from number 8 in market sales to number 1. Your USP must be integrated into every aspect of your business, from advertising to sales presentations. Price discount USPs can be powerfully communicated through headlines like, "We sell the same brands of widgets as Company X or Company Y at 25 to 75% less." Service-oriented USPs highlight exceptional guarantees or maintenance programs. When you buy widgets from every other dealer in town, you get a limited 12-month warranty. When you buy that widget from us, you get a lifetime unlimited warranty with service guaranteed within 24 hours and a loaner furnished free. Everyone in your organization must understand and believe in your USP. When a department store's holiday sale USP failed because telephone operators weren't informed about the special offer advertised in newspaper ads, the result was irritated clients and lost sales. All staff with any public contact must fully embrace your USP. You must live, breathe, and act it at all times. Successful USPs transform businesses across industries. Domino's revolutionized pizza delivery with hot pizza delivered in 30 minutes or it's free. Avis turned being second into an advantage with "We're number 2, we try harder." Nordstrom built success on unconditional returns anytime. By focusing on and promoting your unique advantages, you'll create a compelling reason for clients to choose you over any competitor. In every business transaction, one party is asking the other to assume risk. The biggest secret to business success is maintaining a competitive edge by making it easier for clients to say yes than no, which you accomplish by removing risk factors from any decision-making proposition. Consider a farmer choosing between two identical ponies, one sold as is for $500 and another offered for $750 with a month's trial period and support. Customers overwhelmingly choose the option where their risk is minimized or eliminated, even at a higher price. When you assume the risk in every transaction, you demonstrate your passionate commitment to customer satisfaction. The most effective approach is pushing risk reversal to the heart of your selling message through strong guarantees. A better than risk-free BTRF guarantee goes beyond basic risk reversal by acknowledging and rewarding clients for their time and faith. This might include allowing customers to keep bonus items even if they request a refund, offering double your money back, or guaranteeing specific results within defined timeframes. I offer my training programs with multiple layers of risk reversal. Preview materials they can keep regardless of sign-up, $5,000 worth of advanced materials with partial retention even upon cancellation, and a full refund option halfway through the program if they haven't received sufficient value. This compensation for potential dissatisfaction creates a powerful advantage that makes it extremely difficult for prospects to say no. When you implement specific, dramatic, performance-based guarantees, not only do sales soar, but your performance improves to ensure delivery of your promises. An architect I work with pledges to refund fees and re-perform unsatisfactory work for free at any project stage. His practice has thrived since implementing this policy. Similarly, an Opel dealer offers a full money-back guarantee for a full year with no questions asked, allowing customers to get opinions from others before finalizing their decision. She outsells all legitimate competition. Real-world examples prove this works across industries. A hospital emergency room guaranteed 30-minute treatment times and saw non-critical caseloads double. A builder guarantees development costs, paying overages himself. A power equipment company offers a 5-day no-questions-asked refund policy and increased business 300%. A car dealer doubled sales with a 2-week money-back guarantee, finding that most returns actually led to more profitable trade-ups rather than refunds. Your guarantee must be sincere, backed 100% with no loopholes. If you deliver true quality and value, don't fear offering strong risk reversal. The real downside is typically minimal compared to the upside potential. The increase in sales from risk reversal typically far outweighs the minimal refund costs. I've seen sales double or triple while refunds increase only 0.5 to 3%. When you close a sale, it's the perfect time to make an additional sale, especially when there's clear benefit for the client to buy your package deal. 60% of clients will increase their purchase if you offer true value. The key is presenting alternatives and supplements that improve client satisfaction while increasing transaction value. 3 simple techniques can deliver greater benefits to clients while boosting your immediate cash flow. 1. Adding products and services. Offer related items that enhance the basic purchase, creating more complete, convenient results. 2. Adding volume or time options. Help clients select the best quantity, quality grade, or service duration rather than limiting their options. 3. Adding combinations. Provide convenient packages that help clients achieve their desired outcome in one purchase decision. Remember that clients don't buy products or services, they buy end results like convenience, safety, pleasure, or accomplishment. When you keep their desired outcomes in mind, you can offer additions that help them achieve these results more effectively. Auto dealers exemplify effective add-on selling by offering stereo systems, financing, security devices, extended warranties, and other options immediately after the client decides to purchase. This isn't manipulation. It acknowledges that buyers want a complete transportation package that reflects their lifestyle and self-image. The client gets a better end result in one convenient transaction, while dealerships often make more profit from these add-ons than from the vehicles themselves. To create effective add-ons, think from your client's perspective. What they truly want is the end benefit, not the work involved. For example, someone buying a child swing wants to see their child enjoying it, not the assembly process. Consider offering complementary services like assembly, delivery, or related products. 4 proven approaches. 1. Observe what clients do before buying and offer that service. 2. Watch what people do with your product after purchase and offer to do it for them. 3. Identify what people typically buy alongside your product and make it available. 4. Ask how you could make the client's end result even more complete. Let clients choose how much they want to buy and how often. You'll be surprised by the results. People often purchase larger quantities when given options and incentives. When a newsletter publisher offered multi-year subscription options instead of just 1 year, 2/3 of buyers chose higher value options, doubling average profit per client. Creating irresistible volume offers benefits both you and your clients. A dry cleaner making $2.50 profit on a single $5 suit cleaning can make $5 profit on a 3-suit package priced at $12.50. Counterintuitively, these volume offers don't cannibalize future sales. Clients typically use more of your product or service, deriving greater benefits and becoming more loyal customers. You can't maximize performance without knowing how to make the best use of your time, opportunities, efforts, and investments. Most businesses underperform because they depend on the wrong approaches. The solution is using small, inexpensive tests to generate invaluable information, leading to significantly better results in every area of business. Henry Ford wouldn't hire anyone who salted food before tasting it. They might implement plans without testing. This wisdom applies to every aspect of your business. You don't have the right to predetermine what the marketplace wants. You have the obligation to put every important marketing question to a vote by clients and prospects. Testing applies to every aspect of marketing: ads, headlines, pricing, positioning, sales presentations, offers, and more. When testing one approach against another, you'll be amazed that one approach always substantially outpulls others by a tremendous margin. The purpose is to demand maximum performance from every marketing effort. You can achieve immediate increases in sales by testing different approaches, packages, prices, and guarantees. Small shifts can create extreme differences in results. I've seen simple changes to advertising, websites, sales presentations, guarantees, USPs, and pricing points yield increases of 500 to 2,000%. To test effectively, you must design your test to give specific results keyed to each approach. Methods include using differently coded coupons, department numbers, station identifications, mailing label codes, different telephone numbers, package tests with distinct bonuses, or having callers ask for specific people. Keep meticulous records of each response and its results, inquiries, sales, amounts, and previous client status. Never test big if you can test small. A-B splits allow testing two approaches with one newspaper press run, distributing different ads to demographically similar audiences. This prevents wasting thousands on losing ads. For example, instead of spending $36,000 on 2 full-page newspaper ads, pre-test with 5,000 names for $1,500 to $2,000. Testing reveals surprising results. A major advertiser found offering a 4-week free trial increased results by 98.6%. Another doubled results by showing their product in use rather than stationary. Headlines make dramatic differences. Do you make these mistakes in English? Outperformed the man who simplified English by nearly 3x. Price testing is equally revealing. I've seen $19 outpull $17 by 300%. And a $495 price point outproduced $295 by 3x. Whatever price you think is best probably isn't. Testing consistently reveals surprising results that can't be predicted. You can't know until you test. List all major elements in your business that produce measurable results. Create at least two alternative approaches to these activities, then test them against your current methods. The combined effect will be dramatic and geometric. Why spend all your time, effort, expense, and credibility-building activity attracting new clients when there's an easier, less expensive way? You can get other people, companies, publications, and organizations to bring you new clients faster, more efficiently, and at a fraction of the cost through host-beneficiary relationships. This powerful strategy allows you to tap into the millions of dollars companies have invested in their clients. By utilizing existing goodwill and strong bonds other companies have established with prime prospects for your product or service, you can dramatically grow your business at virtually no cost. The key is finding businesses that sell complementary products or services to your target market, then making it advantageous for them to refer their clients to you. To get companies to promote you, make an overwhelmingly appealing proposition. Ask if they'd like to make substantial money with no effort, risk, or investment. When you have their attention, emphasize that your product is non-competitive, won't take away their income, augments their profits, requires no work from them, and includes your creating all marketing materials. Offer indemnification, unconditional guarantees, and order verification through them. As a host, you generate outside cash flow without sales costs or overhead, recouping your investment in clients and marketing. These new profit centers increase the value of each client, allowing you to allocate more for advertising. By creating synergistic business combinations, both sides profit. The host makes easy money through endorsements, while the beneficiary leverages the host's established assets and relationships. When negotiating these relationships, address common objections head-on. For concerns about losing clients, suggest small tests with careful analysis. For control issues, offer the host oversight of quality standards and product customization. For payment worries, let the host control money collection. Be honest and conservative when structuring deals, making it highly profitable for partners, ensures lasting relationships. The host-beneficiary concept works across countless industries. A hard asset company leverage diamond sellers' client bases since both serve investors interested in tangible assets. After saturating their own clients with gold and silver, they flip the relationship to become hosts themselves, endorsing precious metal newsletters to their clients. Supermarkets demonstrate this principle by hosting delis, bakeries, flower shops, and even banks under one roof. A garden shop owner expanded by becoming a middleman for pool cleaning and landscaping services to the shop's 500 best clients, potentially doubling his income. To implement host-beneficiary relationships, first, list products and services that complement yours. Next, identify businesses selling those items. Contact these potential partners with a systematic approach. Begin with a letter, follow with a call, then arrange a visit if possible. Continue this communication cycle while building your case with compelling numbers and logical reasoning. Start providing value immediately, even before formal agreements. Remember that even 2 to 4 strategic partnerships can boost business by 50 to 100% if chosen wisely. Your greatest success will come from creating your own breakthroughs. Most people operate with the limiting belief that success comes one small step at a time. This misconception shapes how they approach business growth, striving for incremental gains or merely maintaining position. Instead of working harder for your business, you need your business working harder for you. You can make quantum leaps, skipping levels of achievement and moving rapidly from your present circumstances to several stages higher. Business strategies common in one industry can have explosive impact when applied in another where they've never been used. To create breakthroughs, you must stop being a follower and start studying successful ideas from other industries. This opportunity-focused mindset lets you see possibilities where others see only problems. Breakthroughs are unconventionally superior ways of doing something that make you more impactful, efficient, and valuable to clients. They transform your marketing to produce multiple times the results, convert commodities into proprietary offerings, and let you control your business with fewer resources while generating more profit. Breakthroughs allow you to completely change the rules of your business game, helping you outthink, outmarket, and outmaneuver competitors on every level. Creating breakthroughs doesn't require extraordinary intelligence like Bill Gates or Ted Turner. Most major breakthroughs result from common sense, superlogical open-mindedness, and the ability to take action. They have little to do with advanced education, high IQ, or vast wealth. The most dramatic breakthroughs often center on finding better, faster, or easier ways to do things. Many breakthroughs involve reintroducing old concepts in new ways. Starbucks brought European cappuccino to America. Infomercials, popular in the 50s when TV first started, gave way to 60-second advertisements but became hot again 40 years later. Banks developed leases to counteract rising car prices and lowered tax incentives, while real estate developers created auto malls to leverage combined advertising power and maximize qualified prospect flow. One study showed that of 61 breakthrough inventions, only 16 came from big companies. Most great ideas come from ordinary people. The dial telephone was invented by an undertaker, the ballpoint pen by a sculptor. Will Parrish created National Energy Associates after eating a meal heated by cow dung in India, now burning 900 tons of cow chips daily to power 20,000 American homes. Nike's founder created their first unique running shoe sole by pouring rubber into a waffle iron. Clarence Birdseye observed that quick frozen fish remain tender and moist when thawed, leading to a multi-billion dollar frozen food industry. Become a success practices investigator by studying how other businesses sell, market, and retain clients. Observe everything around you with fresh eyes. Keep notebooks everywhere to capture effective marketing techniques that captivate you. I once made fortunes for several clients by adapting a gem-selling approach from the National Enquirer to software and pest control services, generating over $3 million in 1 year. When shopping, note what delights or irritates you, then ask, how might I adapt all or part of that process to what I do? The success strategies in this book have proven effective for over 10,000 clients across 400-plus industries. Once you begin applying these principles, don't stop after one success. This is just the first leg of your journey. Many clients make the mistake of implementing one strategy, achieving success, then stopping completely. These strategies produce even more dramatic results when used in combination and implemented systematically. Start small if you're timid. Test principles on a small scale with no risk, then take bigger steps as you gain confidence. Remember, far more is accomplished through movement than was ever achieved through meditation. Planning is essential, but action brings rewards. As your business grows, these strategies will continue working in new ways with new applications. Don't impose artificial limits on what's possible. Let these strategies flow freely like water, seeking their own level of success, which will often exceed your expectations. Plan ahead for your inevitable growth. Will you need more inventory? Additional staff? Can your distribution system handle more orders? Be prepared for more clients, raises, promotions, and a much better life. The path to extraordinary success combines proven direct marketing principles with modern strategies to transform average businesses into profit machines. By studying what the most successful 1% of businesses do differently from the struggling 99%, you can create a blueprint for success that any business can follow. Business success ultimately boils down to a two-step process, getting prospects and converting them to customers. By focusing simultaneously on increasing both traffic and conversion rates, you can achieve exponential growth. If you have 100 daily visitors with a 1% conversion rate, one sale, increasing traffic by 50% and conversions by 50% would yield 2.25 sales daily, a 125% increase. As you implement these strategies, remember that your true purpose in business must extend beyond making money to genuinely solving people's problems. When you do this, you'll enhance not only their lives, but also your own. The opportunities surrounding you are virtually limitless. You need only the vision to see them and the courage to act.